In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Be seated, please. Today is the beginning of Holy Week, the most intense time of the year for us. And it begins with Palm Sunday. It begins today because we are entering into the celebration and the remembrance of those mighty acts wherein our salvation has been accomplished. And throughout Holy Week, really the sermons are really the liturgies because they are so poignant, as we've seen this morning, moving us to where we are closer to the Lord as we, in our humble way, seek to reenact some of these events of the last few days of our Lord's earthly life. So today is poignant. It's a poignant day. And yet we shout for joy, Hosanna in the highest. Just like that little person is, Hosanna! We read about and in a small way even reenact the happy triumphant entry of Jesus into the holy city of Jerusalem. And then we combine it with the account of his passion, the suffering and death of one we love. Palm Sunday has always elicited a broad range of feelings and emotions, perhaps best expressed in the simple words of the old hymn, ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. The entry into the holy city can be seen as the beginning of the climax of Jesus' life. It is clear that he realized that the literal end of his work would be there. So he entered the holy city in a sort of pageant. Centuries before, the prophet Zechariah had prophesied, "Rejoice and shout for joy, O Jerusalem, the Messiah shall come to you, a just Savior, meek, and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass." It was something to rejoice in and something to mourn. A procession at once splendid and sad. Splendid because the crowd hailed him as the Son of David, the longed-for Messiah. Sad because that same crowd would again gather a few days later, but then the shouts would be, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And the mood of somberness best describes our Palm Sunday observance. It's not really a joyous festival, but a token of the blindness and the fickleness of human loyalties. It is a fitting prelude to the cross. So we've had our own procession, our own presence. We sang our own hosannas, but when we get into the church, we stop all that, and then we begin our reflection on our Lord's passion. Palm Sunday is the only Sunday in the Christian year when the account of the passion is read, and it is fitting that we should reflect on these events as we begin our Holy Week, moving always to the hope of Easter and its triumphant joy. The cross is a constant reminder of the magnitude of God's love And if ever you are tempted to think that God is remote or uncaring, look at the cross. Yes, it is a symbol of suffering and death, but it shows us that God loves us, and this love isn't cheap, it's costly. The cross can be seen as an offering. Jesus offered himself a perfect sacrifice for our frailties and fickleness and sin. He gave himself for us. Again, because of his love and because of his suffering and death, our own suffering and death are infused with a meaning they could never have otherwise. So we shouldn't ignore or be apathetic about the suffering and death of Jesus. They are extremely significant parts of his destiny and ours. And if we don't understand this, then we can't possibly understand the gladness of Easter. Because his passion, suffering, and death are forever bound together with his resurrection. This is the Paschal mystery, and it is at the core of our Christian faith. This Passover from suffering and death into resurrection and life. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself." And when we think of Jesus high, exalted, lifted up on the cross, we see the height and the depth of God's self-giving love and man's obedient love united in Jesus our Lord. So my prayer is that this Holy Week will be a time of serious reflection on the essentials of our faith. And it might be a time for a deeper conversion of all of us into the way of Christ. And so as we walk the way of the cross, we know that it always leads to the resurrection, the empty tomb, and the everlasting life that Jesus offers each of us. That's my prayer for all of us, to have a truly profound, deep, and blessed Holy Week. Amen.